Pigeon Forge has a funny show. It's a classic. It's a Red Skelton show, and Brian Hoffman is our correspondent for the show. Brian, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm honored to be on your show.
It is great. Now, Brian, you've got to tell us a little bit about your background and how you became Red Skelton on the show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I've got a simple background. I'm a farm kid from North Dakota. Spent a lot of time shoveling snow in the winter and other things in the summer. But and then ended up getting married. Drove truck over the road for the most part of my life until an injury prevented me from doing that anymore, and I had to find another career. And I always like making people laugh. So as I worked on my shtick, the baby boomers insisted I reminded them of Red Skelton. And I would politely deny that until finally one day I said, all right, Lord, I give up. I'll do it. So and it's been a great road ever since. And I've been doing it for at least 12 to 15 years.
So, Brian, it was this divine intervention.
Yes.
That led you and Red Skelton to meet together.
Yeah. And ironically, I did live in Damascus for a while, which is up in Ohio, not the one overseas. But yeah, there is a Damascus, Ohio. So I was on my way away from Damascus when the Lord led me into divine intervention. Unlike Paul, he was on his way to Damascus.
That's right. That's right. Oh, what a great story, Brian. Well, I tell you what. Now, when you do the great Red Skelton, and he is one of our great classic Americans. What yes. is it about Red Skelton that makes him special? For you to have the opportunity to share that with many, many folks that come to see the show.
Well, you know, he endeared to our heart. He was a good, patriotic, God-loving man who just captured the audience. They just fell in love with him, and he was very sincere about everything. And I have come to find out by meeting folks that knew him in his lifetime that he was that way offstage as well. He never put on any airs. He just felt he was just the same as you and I, and was always a great person to have a conversation with. In fact, there were several folks that would go to venues where he was performing at, and then the next morning in the hotel, he would be there having breakfast, and he would invite them over to have breakfast with them. So just a good, kind man all in all, and I love to be able to bring back those fond memories from folks.
What's great about it is that when you bring back the memories of the folks who knew Red Skelton, there's a whole new era of people who had no knowledge of Red Skelton or who he was, and right. you're opening that whole story up of Red Skelton.
I am, and it's nice. I love it when the grandparents bring their kids and the grandkids, and even the great camp grandkids. We had that situation last night. It was a lot of fun. The whole family enjoyed.
We're talking with Brian Hoffman, our correspondent, actually Mr. Red Skelton himself, on the show. I think probably the best way to get information about the show is to go to that great website of yours.
Yes, please go visit RedSkeltonComedyShow.com. And it needs to be Red Skelton. I know a lot of folks say skeleton, but you put that extra E in there, you'll never find me. Yeah, it's RedSkeltonComedyShow.com. Has information about myself. It has information about Red Skelton, his show schedule, his characters, all sorts of fun facts that are on there.
So when we come to see the show, kind of what give us a little idea of what we can expect with Red Skelton.
Well, first of all, coming into my theater, it's almost a mini museum. I have all sorts of collectibles, artifacts, clothing articles, personal items, even Red Skelton cigars that he used to pass out when he'd go to do his private performances across the country. So the theater is filled with all that memorabilia, and you're more than welcome to snap photos of anything that's in the theater. And then we just go back into time, back into the 50s and the 60s, where it was a simpler time and we didn't have all the concerns that we've got nowadays. We go back to that silly humor that Red Skelton was known for, and the characters that you'll get to interact with are Gertrude and Heathcliff, those two seagulls, Clem Cadiddlehopper, the wise fool or dim-witted country bumpkin, and of course it wouldn't be a complete show without Freddy the Freeloader gracing the stage there at the end.
Well, I think it's going to be a treat for anybody coming to Pigeon Forge to come to the theater. Give us some directions and any suggestions for groups or group tours coming through.
Yes, group tours. Please give our theater a call. We've got great group rates. We can accommodate up to a couple of busloads. Our theater is very intimate. We have a maximum seating capacity of 120. So that means you're also going to be up close and personal. And which I think makes the show that much more fun. And call if the group leaders would give us a call at 865-428-8900. And again, that's 865-428-8900. And we can accommodate you and get you set up with a great group rate. And your folks are going to be having a blast. We even can do special show times for groups. I have that availability to block off mornings, afternoons, or evening shows, whatever works out best for your group. And we'd be more than happy to accommodate that way. Our little theater is located off the parkway. We're not on the parkway. We're just off of it. Behind the track and the Pink Jeep Tours place, we are in a little shopping center. We've taken a retail space and converted it into a theater. We're in what's called the Shops of Pigeon Forge. And the street address is 167 East Wears Valley Road, Suite 17. Perfect parking lot for buses to get in and out of because it's a huge parking lot. And no steps. And a lot of the senior groups that are coming, you have people with walkers and whatnot. You don't have to worry about any of that. So we'll help you out.
Brian Hoffman, great to talk with you. Thanks for being on the show. Now, you've got to let us have a little bit of Red Skelton on the final part of the show. Every time that I saw it on TV, he had that special goodbye to everybody. Could you do that for us?
Yes, definitely do that for you. I wish you all continued success in everything that you do, and I will say good night for now, and may God bless.